GP Electric, this is Zach.
Hi, Zach. My name's Tara. I'm over at Local Splash. How are you today?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Thank you. I appreciate that. And the reason for my call, we're a data service provider to Google and Bing. And what prompted my call to you is we wanted to speak with you about listing you on the first page of Google for your keywords there in your area. And certainly you've used Google before, right? Once or twice in your lifetime to search?
Yeah, I just used it last week. One, that was the only time.
Okay, so, well, have you done a search for electricians by any chance in your area?
No, I haven't.
No, okay. Well, you know when you search for anything, really, like a restaurant or whatever it might be, there's the map of the local area. It'll pop up in the middle of the page?
Yeah.
And then next to that map, there's a list of some of the locals, you know, that service within that area. And as I'm sure you can imagine, there are pages of electricians in there. But on that first page, for anything you search for, there's just a handful that'll fit in each area. Does that sound familiar?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so like right now in your area, the companies that show are Went Electric or Warby Electric. Are you familiar with those guys at all?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so that's where we'd be listing you, is right there alongside them. So now you'd be one of those local options when people search from there as well. And, you know, for your zip code, you have decent placement now. My question for you is, do you see value in showing up in the surrounding areas as well, if we could do that for you at a reasonable rate?
Yeah, what's the reasonable rate?
How far are you typically traveling for the work?
20 miles.
20? Okay. And is it mainly residential or commercial or light industrial?
Mainly residential.
Mainly residential. Okay. And then you have the website already, right? The zpelectric.com. It's like a splash page, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The phone number is an opening on it. Is that what's attached to your listing? Let me take a look.
I was having that happen the other day. The phone number should work, but
you click on it and it just says you have to pick an app to open it. Okay, but you own that domain, right? zp-electric.com?
Yeah.
Okay. How long have you been in business there as ZP Electric?
About a month and a half.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, that's new. Okay, well, the good news is if you're new, under a year, you can qualify for the promotional rate that they have. It's a reduced rate just for our newer companies. So I'm grabbing my regional manager for the area to apply that rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now. This is also attached, that website's also attached to the Angie's leads. Is that current or was that a little earlier on?
That's current, the Angie leads. So what, my website attaches to Angie?
Yeah, so when I type your business name into the box, it'll show, like the whole page will be you, right? All your, the different listings where you are listed now. So it's got Home Advisor, Angie's List, and then, wait, I saw one other one too. Oh, there was a handful of them. But, and the Google listing and your website's attached to the Angie's and the Google business page. How do you like that program, that Angie's program, the lead service?
Angie's has been okay for me.
Okay, okay.
Better than Yelp.
Better than Yelp. Okay, yeah, if you like the Angie, you'll love the Google listing only because the calls come directly. Well, you know, you have it for your area now. Okay, so Mario is my director for that area. He's coming over to apply the rate reduction for me. I will get you that pricing right now, and then that way, if you decide that you want to expand a little bit, we can go from there. Hang on here.
Rachel Smith, how are you doing today?